Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show, the show that hits the road on honest discernment, honest thought, critical thinking, etc. We're not concerned with political rhetoric. We're not concerned with media lies and media falsehoods. We're concerned with getting at the truth and getting at the facts, plain and simple. And how do we get at the truth and the facts? We get them by honest critical thinking, and most of all by reading significant and informative books. These books are essential. We cannot have our youth population or adult population illiterate and not knowing Tolstoy, not knowing Milton, not knowing T.S. Eliot, not knowing John Bunyan, etc. The ignorance of these great thinkers is very, very bad. Next, I want to say that I'm a Christian, and I'm not about to alter that position, and I adhere to the creeds of the church, that the nation, apostles, and Nicene Creed, and I also believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And if I read a book, I'm going to read the Epistles of Paul, the greatest religious thinker that ever lived, and I'm going to read St. Augustine, again, a great Christian thinker, and T.S. Eliot, and C.S. Lewis, and John Bunyan, and Thomas Aquinas, and Bonhoeffer, Calvin, and Luther. These are all the top intellects of all time. These are the people I will read. Second, I run two radio shows, a podcast show, and a blog talk radio show. These shows have been visited by many people from countries all over the world. In the blog talk show, this blog talk show has been visited by people from Saudi Arabia. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters visit these shows regularly, and over 4,000 visitors I have had to my radio show, my podcast show. I welcome all visitors. I welcome all faiths. I welcome all views and opinions and ideas. I reject no one, because every system of thought, every person's thought has insights and value for me. I'm not about to discount anybody's thinking. I'm willing to hear them out. I'm willing to hear what anybody has to say, because everybody has to say, as Jesus died for all people on the cross, for all humanity, from beginning of time to the end of time, he sets that same value on people that I set value on their thinking. That everybody's thinking is of value, and I'm willing to hear it. I'm a writer. I've written over 10 books, Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays on Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables, and my most recent book on the Psalms, which has had very wide circulation. And for me, the Psalms are the root of Christian thinking. They are the inspiration for me. They are the manna of the church, as John Donne said, the great Anglican poet who I love dearly. This man said the Psalms were the manna of the church, and they are. The Psalms are irreplaceable. They are great lyric poetry to begin with, and they are great spiritual food second, and they are great thinking is involved in them. Whoever wrote those Psalms was some kind of a genius, let me tell you that. And the people who do not read the Psalms, who do not read the Bible, they are missing out on genius, such as in the Psalms. I also have written over 900 blogs, literary, theological, and political blogs. I'm forming them into two books, very soon to be published. I'm also working on a book on the miracles in the Bible, and I'm working on a book on two blog books, and I'm working on a book on the miracles in the Bible and a book on the book of Job. And I point out to my dear friends that my work has been received by the State Department and the United States Supreme Court has bought certain of these journal articles, along with many, many other universities throughout the world. Tonight I want to talk about something that's very controversial in the United States, and really many people are not very happy to hear about it. And the issue is capitalism. And what's good about it and what's bad about it, and I'm not sure that it's the right way to go. Maybe. Not sure. It seems to create jobs, but it has other evils connected with it that I'd like to point out. I don't know if they're evil exactly. Defects, okay? I have said before, and I say this again, that socialism may be a closer system to a Christian society. It may be closer. Not sure. But the idea of the equalization of income, of elimination of classes, of universal health care, of education available to all, these are concepts allied to Christian thinking. And I think socialism may be closer to the Christian idea than capitalism. But I'm going to talk a little about capitalism today and in its present form. So we understand what's going on. Capitalism is a system with certain defects and failing. It's based on competitiveness, greed, and survival of the fittest. It fails as an economic system, and maybe even as a philosophical and moral system, since it seeks to cut out a large percentage of people who are given no chance at all because of their race, economic status, or their health. So let's take a look at capitalism and why it may be a failed idea. It has certain defects or failings, and it's based, I think, in its present essence, on competitiveness, greed, and survival of the fittest. And it is not a philosophical or moral system. It's an economic system at most. And it can cut out and excise a large percentage of people who have no chance because of their race, economic status, or health. Capitalism doesn't provide sharing, quality, but it rewards brute strength and wealth acquisition as the method and goal of society. So I did say in a previous essay that in many ways socialism is a better moral or economic system since it equalizes wealth and eliminates classes. And I concluded in a previous essay that a mixed system of socialism and capitalism is the best solution. However, I did say, and I say it again, that capitalism in its present form is based on intense competition, greed, and survival of the fittest. And it fails an economic system or philosophical or moral system since it cuts out a large percentage of people who are given no chance at all because of their race, economic status, or their health. The basis of capitalism, socialism, provides a degree of sharing and equality. Capitalism fails to provide that, but it rewards brute strength and acquisition of wealth. But I want to talk about capitalism as it has developed in our society and why it is not good or it hasn't worked too well. For example, they say that there is in fact a free market in the United States and that there's equal opportunity for all and equal chances. I don't think that's true. I don't think there's a free market. We have experienced a significant concentration of wealth through mergers in a few people, in a few corporations. So capitalism is a little bit of a skewed situation because although it is based on a free market, there is no free market in the United States. There is not really equal opportunity. Really, the free market is not free and open at all. There's a great concentration of wealth in a few people through mergers of companies. Let me give you some other examples of what I mean that the capitalist system is not a free market system anymore. Let's take a look at independent hardware stores like Home Depot. Let's take a look at independent stationery stores replaced by Staples. Independent drug stores replaced by Rite Aid and CVS. Independent restaurants have been replaced by chains such as Ruby Tuesday and Taco Bell. So what's going on here? Independent hardware stores have been eliminated, substituted by Home Depot. Independent stationery stores have been replaced by Staples. Independent drug stores have been replaced by Rite Aid and CVS. And even independent restaurants have been replaced by chains such as Ruby Tuesday and Taco Bell or Burger King or Boston Market. Thus, although it is claimed that we live in a free society and free market, the ability to establish independent businesses in the so-called free market is extremely difficult. Let's take a look at what doctors have to do. They don't have their own independent medical practices anymore. Most join HMOs. They don't have their independent offices. Doctors have been forced into these sort of chains. Lawyers, although many have their own practices, are faced with competition from major law firms and who get all the clients. So they don't have exactly a free situation anymore. Many lawyers have to join a firm in order to survive. They can't operate independently. So the idea that we have a free market, I don't believe it's to be true. We have increasingly an economic system which through mergers and more and more businesses are concentrated in fewer and fewer hands. So what is this about capitalism that's so great? Well, maybe it isn't so great. I say it has one very, very positive attribute. It creates jobs, and socialism does not create jobs, and therefore it is probably not the best system to have. Capitalism does create jobs, however inexactly, however failed so, that jobs are created on a consistent basis, and in socialism, jobs are not created. People are static in socialism. Yes, there is a certain amount of good things to be connected with it. It is a better moral system than capitalism, I think. It eliminates economic inequality, or attempts to. It tries to eliminate class structures, which are very bad. I am not for classes or class structures or economic inequality. I am also not for the idea of socialism provides universal health care and widespread education. These are all good things of socialism. The idea is it is static, no jobs, whereas capitalism does create jobs. But on the other hand, having looked at what I just said about the concentration of business and the business being founded in chains, we don't really live in a free market in that sense. We don't really live in a capitalist system, really. The truth of the matter is we live in a plutocratic or oligarchic system where true competition is stifled by major corporations, or at least there's an attempt to do so. So in reality, we do not live in a capitalist system. We live in a plutocratic or oligarchic system. So what am I going to conclude here, ladies and gentlemen, as a believing Christian? Yes, I think socialism, if there were to be a world, a Christian society, and there will never be because people are immersed in sin and greed and self-love, there never will be a Christian society because human beings are failed, and I include myself. But capitalism is a failed idea philosophically since it's based on greed and wealth, which is wrong and doesn't really work anymore. We may talk about the myth of the free market, but that market is no longer free. Capitalism has failed because it's wrong, it's not a true and valid idea, and maybe gives some chances to all, but too many do not have a chance. So that's what I'm going to say about this. I may talk again tomorrow about this concern of mine. I think capitalism is good. It creates jobs. It creates the ability to advance in society, theoretically. But socialism eliminates economic inequality. It eliminates classes. It eliminates all kinds of evils, such as, and provides universal health care and universal education. Capitalism is bad in a sense, on a moral basis, because it's based on greed and getting money, and also because it is basically not really functional anymore. We don't live in a free market. We have a myth of a free market, but it's not really free. So, and also the root of the capitalist system is not good. It encourages greed. It encourages competition. It encourages the desire for wealth, and that's all. So that's as much as I want to say tonight about this. I will again speak again about this same topic tomorrow at greater length. Hope you've enjoyed what I said. And if you want to read my book on this issue, Chapter 42, Why Capitalism is a Failed Idea, Part 2, in my book, Essays on Faith, Politics, Culture, and Philosophy, you might consider reading it. I think it has some points. Bye.